Luke's 10 catches were a career high as the first double-figure game since Ty Kirk at 11 against New Mexico State on October 1st, 2011. His 126 receiving yards were the second most in his career, the second 100-yard game this season. Questions for Luke?
A little bit of a slow start for the offense tonight. What was Fresno State doing, or what were you guys doing that kind of prevented you guys from getting that first half rhythm that we've seen from the offense so far?
Yeah, it was nothing that they were doing. It was just us kind of shot ourselves in the foot a few times in the beginning, but nothing crazy. We got everything going eventually.
And then in terms of just finding some rhythm at the end of the first half and kind of later in the second half as well, I mean, just what's the read right now in terms of being in a pot and a position where you can sustain that for longer and earlier, I should say?
Yeah. There is momentum in the beginning or at the end of the first half and the second half, but I think it just comes down to red zone and scoring touchdowns, not field goals. That's been our main point all week, so we just need to practice and just get better at that.
And then in terms of the penalties tonight, I believe it was a school record tie in 17. Just overall, what's your read on the situation, what the offense needs to clean up?
Yeah, everyone, just their assignments needs to be focused, locked in. Just plain and simple.
So next week, rivalry game, New Mexico State, you had such a great performance. How do you carry this going into next week, this individual performance, and then how do you use this to lift up the team as well?
Yeah, for sure. For me, it just comes practice every week. I take practice very seriously. I take what I eat and drink very seriously too, my sleep. So just staying focused, but I just want to do whatever I can just to help my team and my coaches just to put us in the best situation possible.
And so like Sean just mentioned, offense didn't really come out, the best. The word I would say, pretty flat. Just what corrections can you guys make as a unit?
Yeah, for sure. Just come out with the same energy and fire that we had throughout the rest of the game and just plain and simple.
Obviously, you guys have been accustomed to strong first halves, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Montana State, Auburn, Arizona, all of them really good first halves. But, tonight you guys are down by like 22 points at one point. What is kind of the vibe on the sideline at that point?
Yeah, just keep going. We're not hanging our heads or anything. We just want to stop shooting ourselves in the foot and just make the plays that we know we can make. We do these things every day in practice, and we just got to take it to the field. It's nothing crazy. We don't got to fix everything. Like, it's just minor details that are magnified.
Obviously, there were red zone struggles last week against Auburn, some tonight as well, and you mentioned that it was a focus this week during practice. I mean, what were the things that you kind of diagnosed in terms of red zone struggles this week?
Yeah, for sure. It just comes down to assignments and technique, doing the little things right. Like I just said, all like the small minor details are magnified, especially in the red zone, because come up with field goals, not touchdowns. So.
Anything else for Luke? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luke.